our final speaker is Urugaba. He's going to come up and talk, and then we're going to form down there on the street behind the flag, and we're going to march down to Parliament House. Okay, so the chant is going to be, what do we want? Justice. What do we want it now? And what have we got? Police murder. Okay, let's give it a bit of trial run. What do we want? Justice. When do we want it? Now. What have we got? Police murder. Okay, bear another.
Thank you very much. I'd like to pay respect to the family of Brother Dumiji there, and also like pay respect to traditional owners where we stand now, and also to my elders. And my name is Adrian Burugaba, Kafta Wangan people from Central Queensland. The thing is, what we're doing here today is we just need to be aware of what's happening here, because the situation is Chris Hurley is a part of the legislature, right? And the thing is, what we've got to do is we've got to sack him first, okay? And this is the situation we're in now. This is what we're calling for here today, okay? The thing is, anybody else goes out and murders somebody, they just bung straight in the jail, and they're held in custody until the trial comes, and then they do their time. The situation is this: we've got Peter Beattie, and we've got like Judy Spence, the police minister, and also Bob Atkinson, the commissioner of police, protecting this fellow under the legislators. And the situation is this: we're going to make him a person so we can prosecute him. Okay, so you know, when you go to court, any person's having any dealing with ER, with the Crown of England, well, he has to be a person so we can prosecute him. And this is what we're doing here today, and this is what the petition is about. Get the fella and sack him, all right, make him a person, and then we can prosecute him. You understand that? Okay, this is what this is all about here today. This is a political matter. Okay, this is politics. We're playing politics here, because Peter Beattie, who's the fiduciary, has to do something about this. He has to apply pressure on the police minister to get the police commissioner to sack this bloke. Okay, he's done the wrong thing. He's committed a criminal act against another human being. He's taken away this person's freedom to be who he is, and what he's done, he's violated his human rights. Now the thing is, if we don't do something now, as all people, or as all citizens, concerned citizens, okay, if we don't do something now, then they're going to come along and they're going to do it to you and your children and your own and everybody else. And it doesn't matter whether you're black, white or brindle, they're going to do it to you. Now, we don't want to end up like in a police state, and we don't want this kind of thing to keep going like this here. We don't want the police to run around like road coppers, running around like bashing people and like killing people in the watch house. This has got to stop here today. But the thing is, let's not make him a part of the legislature anymore, okay? Let's sack him here today. Let's make him say something here today. We want him to be sacked. We want Peter Beattie to say it, okay? Here today. That's why we're marching down here. We want Peter Beattie to sack him. We don't want him to stand down or whatever. We want him to be sacked and made a person so he can be prosecuted. Thank you.